Greetings. Welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masachet Baba Batra Daf Pei Tet Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud. After completing the dispute, as it were, between Shmuel and his student Karna, Tana Rabbanan, Hayam Evakesh Menu Litra, Shokelo Litra, Chatzi Litra, Shokelo Chatzi Litra, or Via Litra, Shokelo, or Via Litra. So if a fellow wants to buy a litra of meat, we'll call it a pound, it's dry weight, give him that, half pound also, a quarter pound also, which of course is not telling me anything new. So my kamashlon, what's it teaching? To betaknin mitkali ad hachi, that we do set up weights till that low amount. Tan Rabbanan, hayim vakesh menu shlosha rivei litra. Let's say somebody wants 3/4. Lo yomar lo shkoli shlosha rivei litra chat achad. He should not to weigh out 3/4 separately in 3 different weighings, because remember, each time you weigh, you're going to get the overage we discussed in the last podcast. Ella shokel litra v'niach revia litra b'basar. What you do is you put a litra on one side, and you put the meat you're buying with a quarter litra on the other side, and in one piece you'll get your 3/4. Tan Rabbanan, hamakesh menu 10 litra. Let's say the guy wants 10 litra. Lo yomar lo shkoli echat echat v'achrea. He shouldn't demand 10 separate weighings with the hachra'am, ela shokelo kulan v'atachad, v'noten echrei achad l'chulan. Do all 10 at one time, put 10 pieces of pound weights on the side and the meat, and then give them the hachra. Of course, we want to minimize how much the seller is having to be machriya. Tan Rabbanan, nefesh mozaim, this is the hollow of the scale, tluyam ba'vir gemot tfachim, it should be hanging at least 3 tfachim from the ceiling, and at least 3 tfachim off the ground, to allow room for it to go up and down so we could see how much has to be balanced. And the beam and the ropes that hold up the scales should be a total of 12 tfachim long. Rishel tsamarim, Rishel zagagin, wool sellers or glass sellers who are selling much lighter stuff. Has to be 2 up and 2 down. There the beams and ropes have to be 9 tfachim long. But a storekeeper who sells just retail, or a regular guy, just 1 tefach up and down, and 6 tefachim. Rishel Turtani, somebody who's selling gold, very light, it's 3/4 of a tefach, 3 fingers, 3 up, 3 down, and the author of the Braita doesn't know how long the thing should be. We would assume it'd be about 5 or 4 tefachim, in ratio with what we've had before. So what was the first one that we had where we said it was 3 up, 3 down? Papa di grumi. That was talking about heavy metals. The same rules apply for tumat kelim, defined based on how we define the iser for commerce. Meaning that in order to have a proper scale, it has to be this dimension, at least these dimensions, and then it's also liable for tumat kelim. Now, my kamashlan again, what's that teaching? Tanina chut moznaim shochen vanim shabale batim tefach. We already learned a mishnah in Kalim that says that the striker of the scales of a regular guy has to be on tefach. In other words, we already know that the same shear for commerce is the shear for tumat kalim. The answer is kana mitna shalat. So it's derichalei. We need the beams and the ropes to lotnan. Those aren't mentioned in the mishnah to know that those also have to be of the right size in order to be liable. Tanar banan eno sim mishkalot lo shal batz v'lo shal aver. You can't make tin or lead weights, veloshel gistron alloy, veloshel sharmine matchot, or any sort of metals. You don't use metals because they corrode and then lose their weight. Abalosehu shel tsunma, you can use rock, veshel schuchit, or glass. These things retain their weight. Tan Rabbanan, enosin hamachak shel dalat. You can't make the leveler that you use to level off wheat or any other thing that you're selling dry out of something soft like a squash. The shukal is too light. Don't make it out of metal. It's too heavy, and you're going to scrape a little under and short sell them. You can use an olive wood, walnut wood, sycamore wood, which is some sort of brush or something, buxus, that they would use wood from it, some sort of a bush. You can't make the leveler one side thick, one side thin, in other words, tapered, again, because it's going to be misused. You should not level off in one shot. That is bad for the seller because it doesn't take enough off. You shouldn't do a little bit at a time, because that hurts the buyer, because you'll take too much off. It'll take a couple of times to do it. And here we apply the dictum of Rechem Zaka and Kalim, Oilim Omar, Oilim Lomar. I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. In other words, it'll be a bad situation if I publicize it, a bad situation if I don't publicize it. Why? If I publicize it, tricksters will learn from me how they can trick people. But if I don't publicize it, then they'll say, hey, you know what, the Talmid Chachamim don't know our tricks, and then they're going to play other tricks. So we need to let them know that we're on to them. The question is, in the end, did Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai publicize it or not? Rabbi Yitzchak Amra, he did. He said it based on this pasuk. The pasuk at the end of Hosea, most well known to people from Shabbat Shuvah, Hashem's ways are straight and tzaddikim walk in them, but the poshim fall in them. Tana Rabbanan, lo tasu avil b'mishpat b'midah mishkal m'surah. The signal pasuk in Parsha Kedoshim about using proper weights and mishpat, midah zumididat karka. That's referring to land measuring, surveying. That you shouldn't use the same rope for one person during the summer when it's constricted, and in the winter when it opens up a little bit. B'mishkal, what is mishkal? Min mishlotav melach, that you shouldn't bury your weights in salt. I mean, they might hide it there or keep it protected there. Problem is the salt corrodes them, and then your weights really become worth less. And masurah, what's that? Shaloy artiach, that when you're pouring out liquids, you shouldn't pour them out in a way that they bubble, because then you're selling them foam. Now, v'kal v'chomer, ma masurah shi echad mishloshim v'shisha belog, a masurah is evidently about 0.6 of an ounce, we'll call it that, 1/36 of a log, or in more familiar territory, 1/9 of a ravit. Hikbid alav Torah, the Torah nevertheless was makbid, that you have to have it correct. Havachomer lehin, v'chatzihin, u'shlashitahin, v'hitahin, we'll see what these are in a minute. Log, v'chatzilog, or v'it, all of the other measures, v'chatzitom and v'uchla. In other words, any measure that's bigger, you certainly have to makbid not to let your liquid bubble over so that you're selling him foam. You're not allowed to keep an inaccurate weight in your house, even if it's being used as a bedpan, in other words, a plant or whatever. Our Papa says that's only in a place where they don't have an official stamp on the weights of the Weights and Measures Bureau. In a place like that, nobody will use it without the stempel, so therefore you can keep it in the house. Or Papa continues, even in a place where they use without a stempel, that's only if people don't regularly check it out before using it. Well, but if people check it out, then again you can use it because they'll see it's wrong. Velohi, we reject that second one. Sometimes it'll happen that you will... you'll be just before Shabbat and you want to buy something, and he sees the thing and he'll use it, he won't have time to measure it, and then he will end up buying something which is the selling for the wrong amount because it was not really proper. Okay. Tanya Miachov, a bright that supports that. Lo yashay adam midah chasera yuteira b'toch beito. You should not leave an inaccurate weight in your house. Filu yishal avit, even if it's a bedpan. You can use a se'ah. Now, tarkav is 3 kabin, half a se'ah. Chatzi tarkav, which is now 1.5 kabin. Kav, 1 kav. V'chatzi kav, half a kav. Rova, 1/4 of a kav. Tuman, 1/8 of a kav. Chatzi toman is 1/16. V'uchla. Now, kamahu uchla, echad mi'chamisha revi'a, which means 1/20 of a kav. That's going to play out in a little bit. That's the dry measures that we have. Midat halach, when it comes to liquid measures, we'll say hin. A hin we're going to call about 3 gallons. Mechatzi hin is about 1.5 gallons. Shlishita hin, about 1 gallon. Or vi'ita hin, which is going to be approximately 48 ounces. Velog, which is approximately 16 ounces. Mechatzi log, Remember that there's 12 log in a hin. So revita hin is 3 log. So we go from there down to a log, which is, like I said, about 16 ounces. Chatzi log. Again, I'm basing this all on just an average of the shiurim that post can give today for what a revit is. Chatzi log, which is about 8 ounces. Or vi'it, which is about 4. Ushminit, which is about 2 ounces. Echad mishmona bishminit, 1/64th of a log. Vezel kortov. That's called a kortov, a tiny little measure. V'lavi nami kabayim. So back in the dry measures, why don't we have a 2-kav measure? We have a 3-kav measure, which is half a seah, the tarkav, and we have a 1.5. So ate chlufa b'tarkav. The answer is that if we have a kabayim, we might, by accident, because they wouldn't mark them, we might grab the bigger tarkav, and somebody's going to end up getting cheated here. Typically, in that case, the seller would. Almatau in shitilta. So you see that people, by eyeballing, will make a mistake up to 1/3, because here he wants to take a two kav thing, and by accident going to take a 3-kav thing. If that's the case, if people make a mistake by a third, then you can't make a kav either, which we did make, because a kav to a kav and a half, chatzitar kav, would also be the same mistake. Elakabayim, why don't we make a 2-kav on a time? You know why we don't make it? Kabayim, you might take for a kav b'chetzi, which is a quarter away. That people will make a mistake. That's less of a difference. Amatoy inish b'riva. People make a mistake by a quarter. So if that's the case, you shouldn't make a 1/16th and a 1/20th, which is also a quarter away. Those two smallest measures. Rabbi Papa says if you're dealing with tiny measures, people are very careful about them. So the larger measures that we have the problem. So if that's the case, then in the liquid measures, shlishit harin revitahin lo liavid, you shouldn't have a shlishit and a revitahin, which we said we had, because that's a quarter away. Since those measures were in the mikdash, because that's what you would bring for nesachim, for a ayil, shlishitahin or vitahin is for a keves. Therefore, the rabbanon didn't make a gzera. So mikdash nami l'gzera. So why didn't they make the gzera in the mikdash? They was very serious. A person could bring the wrong mincha. The answer is kohanim is reason hein. The kohanim were very careful to do it right. Okay, last piece for this podcast is Shmuel's sixes, as I put it on the page. We do not add more than 1/6 to the weights. The weights cannot be shifted at one time more than by a sixth. We don't add to the value of coins by more than a sixth. And if somebody is profiting, they shouldn't profit more than a sixth. We'll find these are tied together. 1 and 3 at least. Which is the one that's our focus here. We don't add more than a sixth to the measures. My time up. If it's because you're going to change the market value, you shouldn't even allow a sixth. Why more than a sixth? The answer is we don't want there to be onah that would cause a cancellation of the deal. Remember, in the din of onah, if you have onah up till a sixth, the deal is good, but you give the onah back. More than a sixth would cancel the deal. But that doesn't work either, because anything that's measured by a liquid measure, or by weight, or by counting, even if it's less than a sixth, it cancels the deal. The answer is, since somebody can only, and this is where the sixth of Shmuel came in, since you're allowed to profit up to a sixth, we don't want the seller to end up losing on the deal, because if the weights are changed by more than a sixth, then he could end up losing on a deal. So, but doesn't he need to make a profit? After all, if you allow up to a sixth, he could end up selling at cost. So, we have a statement that says somebody buys and sells, they're called a businessman. Just because you buy and sell something, if you don't make any money, you're not a tagre, you're just wasting your time. The answer is Shmuel found a pasuk, and that's where he got the sixth from. Where is it? Pasuk in Yechezkel, envisioning the mikdash, says, Vashekel esrim gerah. We know that a shekel is 20 gerah. So he adds as follows: esrim shkolim, that's 20; chamishav esrim shkolim, 25, that's 45; asar b'chamishav shekel, that's another 15; that's 60 shekel, which is, of course, 240 zuz. Hamaneh yelachem, that's going to be a maneh. Now a maneh in outside of the mikdash was generally 100, and in the mikdash 200. So how to become 240? Maneh matan v'arba'in havu. Ella, Shema mina tlat. You can infer three things from here. Shema mina maneh shel kodesh kafulaya. First of all, in the mikdash, their maneh was a double maneh. All right, that we got here. You can't go from 100 to 240. Shema mina mosifin al midot ve'en mosifin yotem mishtut. Second thing is, you see Yechezkel saying, we're going to add to the midot. From now on, what we're going to call a maneh will be 240 instead of 200. But he can't go more than a sixth. The other thing you hear is that the shtut is milavar, like we see with Chomesh, meaning shtut doesn't mean that you take the capital and add a sixth, 16.6%, but rather you add a fifth, 20%, so that the total is 1/6 add 5/6 original. And that's what you have here. 200 plus 40 is 240, of which a sixth is the add. One little vignette here at the end, Papa Bar Shmuel, Takin Kaila Bartlata Kfizi. He made a midah in his town that was 3 kfizi, which means 9 log, which is distant from anything that we had earlier. It's significant. It's a quarter less than a quarter less than a log. It's a third up from a half a log. From a hin. It's a third up from half a hin. All right, so it's more than a sixth away. Amrulei v'hamar Shmuel in mosifin al midot yotem mishtut. You're not allowed to modify them by more than a sixth. Lo ana kai l'chadta tikini. He says, I'm not modifying. I'm making up a new measure. Sharda pumbadita v'lo kibluah. He sent it to pumbadita. They didn't want to use this measure. Sharda da paponaya v'kibluah. But he sent it to paponaya and they accepted it. Karolei rose papa. And they called it papa's measure. And the question is whether they were honoring him or actually perhaps the opposite, unclear here. In any case, we'll pause at this point, and Mirtz Hashem in the next podcast, we'll finish our study of the fifth parak of Bava Batra. We should have a wonderful day.